I myself am planning a road trip very soon with two young boys, 5 and 8 years old. So what do I need?
Well, my thoughts are with you on that. I don't know who the summer road trip is worse for, the kids or the parents. I mean, it's a tough call.
Yeah, but, you know, I was joking with our sports caster, Abe Hefter, a while ago, saying, you know, back in the day, I'm one of five kids. We had a station wagon. We had to entertain ourselves. Now there's technology to keep our kids sort of brainwashed for the entire drive.
There really is, and there's no better device than an iPad for kids. I mean, they can do search the internet, play games, read, and the best thing about the iPad is that 10 hours of battery life. That really goes a long way on a long car trip.
Yeah, 10 hours of battery life, but 10 hours of Angry Birds is a problem, I think.
Yeah, well, you may want to, that's where the Bose noise-canceling headphones come in. You put those headphones on, and you don't have to hear it, and the kids don't have to hear you, and everyone's in their own little world.
Noise-canceling headphones. So do the parents wear those, or do the kids?
It could go either way. It depends on if you want the Angry Bird sound throughout the car or not. Otherwise, you can just plug the kids into the iPad or the game system with the headphones, and you can listen to your own music.
Yeah, so an iPad's a great idea, but let's face it, most of us can't afford to buy. I'm certainly not going out to buy my 5-year-old an iPad, right? Is there, you know, what are some more affordable choices for people?
Well, your Game Boy systems, keep them occupied for hours on end. And there's some cheaper Android tablets that, while not, you know, completely as powerful as an iPad, they can do, you know, about 80% of what an iPad can do, play the games, allow them to read things, draw on them. So, I mean, they're in the $200, $250 range. It's maybe a better option for some families.
Yeah, and you can also, the good advice with iPads is to preload them, right, with your movies and the music because of that battery life.
Absolutely, and if you preload them, it'll keep the kids occupied. You don't have to worry about downloading things on the road. So, I mean, just like you have to pack for a trip, you kind of have to prepare your gadgets as well for the long trip.
Yeah, what about Audible books?
Yeah, Audible books are one of my favorite things. And you think of listening to books on tape, it's kind of boring or whatever. But Audible, they hire real actors to do read the books and to act out the books in audio form. And it's, I mean, they're very interesting, and they use sound effects sometimes, and they have lots of kids' book options on there. So, you know, if you don't want the kids watching something all the time on a video, you know, when you read a book, it kind of lets your imagination run wild a little bit, and it really helps pass the hours. You start listening to a book, and, you know, 2-3 hours are gone before you know it.
Right. Well, my kids have DSs, and I can remember driving home from New Brunswick last summer, and we were about halfway through the trip, and out of power. So I could have really used, I think, what you're going to suggest next, which is the car charger, the USB car charger.
Right, and this is a great thing. It plugs right into your, you know, utility outlet or your cigarette lighter, they used to call them in the cars, and it's got two USB plugs on there, and it will charge up your devices just like when you have it plugged into the wall or plugged into the computer. It's by Zag, and it's, you know, affordable. It's under $20 item, and, you know, it'll keep your gadgets, you know, at full strength.
Yeah, you know how I survive road trips? The dollar store. I go to the dollar store and I just stock up on things.
Well, you can. And what was the worst thing that could happen when your kids are drinking something in the car?
That it spills all over their iPad that I forked out all this cash for.
Absolutely, and this is one of the best gadgets of the year. It's by a company called Contigo, and it's an insulated stainless steel cup for kids, and it will keep your drinks either hot or cold for 7 hours.
Yeah, that's good.
This is 100% spill and leak proof.
You're listening to the Andrew Carter Podcast. Hear the